day, you can do a little more, too. The Sport Clips Help a Hero Scholarship Fund helps veterans succeed in a post-military career with tuition assistance. So go in between now and Veterans Day, the 11th of November, get a haircut and make a donation to the Sport Clips Help a Hero Scholarship Fund. And on Veterans Day, the 11th of November, Sport Clips will donate $1 from every haircut nationwide to the Help a Hero Fund. Sport Clips, a longtime partner for the veterans of foreign wars. Go to sportclips.com, find one near you. At Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy.
At DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management, we're looking for MBA students who want to own the room, not just be in it. Run the business, not just the meeting. Because our professors bring real business challenges into the classroom, at Keller, what you learn today can unlock the leader inside you tomorrow. It's what makes us different on purpose. Keller Graduate School of Management. Learn more at keller.edu.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
Investment results vary.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens in your local area? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll walk you through how you could earn money buying delinquent tax liens, which are secure to the property. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor, then call 1-800-597-9210 now to get your own free tax lien kit. Then get ready to start investing with tax liens working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 1-800-597-9210 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event coming soon to the Chicago area. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-597-9210. That's 1-800-597-9210 for your free tax lien kit now. Paid for by Government Tax Lien Network. Investment.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Tonight, this is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news. The best Bears experts and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. According to the Buffalo News, the woman who accused Patrick Kane of rape has informed prosecutors she no longer wishes to cooperate with the investigation, saying the high-profile investigation caused too much stress for her and her family. It's possible but unlikely that prosecutors could move forward without her cooperation. That case appears to effectively be over. Blues come to town tomorrow night. Coach Joe Quenneville has ruled Marian Hossa out for that one with a lower body injury. No concerns about Brent Seabrook missing the morning skate today, though. He had a Veterans Day off. The Bears say neither Matt Forte nor Eddie Royal need surgery on knee injuries suffered on Sunday, but the team also doesn't know when it'll have either player back.
Really, no more than yesterday, Josh. I think, obviously there's some kind of damage to the knee. We'll find out the extent of that damage as the week wears on. And, we'll kind of evaluate them and keep people posted.
Bears will get tomorrow off before they start getting ready for Monday night's game against San Diego on Thursday. Chargers wide receiver Keenan Allen out for the year with a lacerated kidney. Elsewhere in the league, Ken Wisenhunt is out after two seasons in Tennessee. Mike Mularkey will take over as interim head coach. The Cowboys have released Joseph Randall, according to Ian Rappaport. And Blaine Gabbert will get the start at quarterback for the 49ers when they take on the Falcons on Sunday. Colin Kaepernick will watch from the bench. San Francisco also signed running back Pierre Thomas today. Bulls are in Charlotte tonight to take on the Hornets. Kirk Heinrich will sit this one out with a sore toe. And a man has been arrested on suspicion of murder and the disappearance of former Olympic sprinter Yulia Balikina of Belarus. She's been missing since last Wednesday. The Scoreboard Update is brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for the best Bears coverage. And join the Scores Hub Arkish with special guest and Chicago Bears Sam Acho, broadcasting live tonight from Doc Ryan's in Forest Park for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Enter for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game in the Miller Lite Loft at Soldier Field. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Now back in the original can, it's Miller time. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the home for Bear fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, Julie DeCaro.
I can't believe I kept that the entire show from
holding
you,
on to that. Holding out.
I'm sorry.
Conversation.
I was in Mariano's yesterday, and we were going through the frozen foods aisle, and I turned the corner, and Biz Markie is standing there. And, you got what I need, and legendary hip hop DJ.
But you say just a friend.
Right. Legendary hip hop, DJ.
He's in
as
Men
well.
In Black 2.
Is he?
Yeah, don't you? In the post office, remember?
He's thought of as a one-hit wonder and kind of a
He's
joke
He's one of the aliens
people,
in Men in Black 2.
And they don't realize that there's actual...
Dude, roots.
There's serious...
That dude.
Cred, DJ
dude,
cred.
Still, to this day, he rocked the party at Promontory. But I'm like, dude, I turned the corner, it's Biz Markie. Like, who's going to be in the cookie aisle? Like, Young MC?
There's Africa Bambaataa, the butcher shop. I would have lost my mind if I ran into Biz
Markie. Dude,
like
I turned
that.
The corner, yeah. I was like... I'm not the picture guy. Like, I'm taking a picture with Jordan and, like, Ferguson Jenkins and Frank Thomas. Those are the only three
and
people.
And George Hoffman.
And George, right, right. And George, those are the only people that I'm like, I got to get a picture with this dude. And Biz is standing right there. I'm like, yo, Biz, you got time for a picture?
You know,
he's like, sure, man.
Like, I'll tell you. Loke buying yogurt.
Right, right, right.
A lot of people think George Hoffman is just, like, a one-hit wonder.
Oh,
like a joke,
no. DJ
he's got
Legend.
Oh, no.
DJ
yeah.
Cred. A lot of DJ
he's got
cred.
Greatest hits. Real.
That's great. That's one of those things where, you probably should be subtle and respectful.
No, I couldn't.
All. You
I
can't.
Couldn't.
Just
I
give
couldn't.
It to him. The man
right.
deserves it. Give
right.
him the love.
That's Biz Markie.
Thank you to our guest today, Mark Lazarus from the Chicago Sun-Times. Sorry, Mark Lazarus from the Chicago Sun-Times. Rodney Harrison joined us from NBC.
Got a couple of those names today.
Adam Kramer. Kegs and Eggs from Bleacher Report. Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski. Terrific job, man. Thank you so much. Kevin Zipak helped out as well as he usually does. We appreciate it. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. And Julie DeCaro at our updates. Tomorrow, our weekly with Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com and Antrell Roll, who had to get rescheduled from today into tomorrow.
Out of position.
Yeah, Charles Johnson jumped in and took his place.
Out of
didn't
position.
See him. Didn't see him coming.
I'll tell you what, the segment was right here waiting for Antrell, but he just didn't reach out and get it.
See?
You know what I mean? He waited for the segment
we'll
to come
say
to
these
him.
Things tomorrow as well.
The shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. One thing I was holding on to, Jason, I never got a chance to get to. Get ready for every free agent rumor to involve the Chicago Cubs. Absolutely everyone.
I thought you were going to say the White Sox, because I'm reading this Alex Gordon stuff.
Why don't they sign Pujols?
No.
I don't get
Here's
it.
Here's why. The Cubs have
Spend
money.
Some money.
The Cubs have money. The Cubs have needs. And every agent,
well, we all got needs.
Every free agent, the Chicago leverage is here again. They will be in every single conversation. And their roster is flexible enough that anything could make theoretical sense because you can move the pieces around.
Well, the real stuff is pitching. What you hear about starting pitching, that's real.
But people were buying the Alex Gordon thing with the Cubs that was out there a couple days ago. You got like three guys on your team who you think can only play left field.
Cubs may be going sharking, though.
But you can move Alex Gordon
sharking.
Around. This is just
sharking.
What I'm saying.
Any three cases apricot brandy?
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
Here's to swimming Cubs with bull-legged women.
Get you a little Jason Hayward, get you a little shark, and you get ready for the 2016 baseball season.
Be ready for the Chicago leverage, the Chicago leverage to be in every
single
conversation.
Starts game three and you're all set.
I've got a bad start to the day, though.
I'm such an idiot.
Well,
I don't. I do this a couple of times a year, sort of like George Brett. But I
water.
I know that I'm going to make a frozen pizza, and I am not going to give it ample time to cool before I eat the whole thing. End up saying yum, ow, yum, ow, ow, yum, and then you wake up and it's just the entire roof of your mouth is absolutely trashed.
Well, when that is
it sucks.
That is the worst part of your day.
My day's not over.
That's not happening.
You're still getting hit by a bus today.
That's just a moron.
Yeah, just don't stand out here on Michigan.
There's buses gunning for you. Yeah, this area they don't care.
But you know what you got to do is you just do something else for 5 minutes, man.
Your life you can fulfill for 5 minutes.
Like I have a problem with
but
that.
I'm
with,
hungry.
I have a problem with that with steaks. Where
you arrest them?
You got to tend it for 5-7 minutes or so, right? And I'm sitting there like, I want that steak though.
Go back to the recliner.
It just came off the. But I'm sitting.
Yeah, that's critical.
Eating
a pizza too early isn't going to change the flavor and texture of it. It's just going to burn the roof of my mouth off.
Ooh,
that's the worst thing. It doesn't really sacrifice anything
as far
as the pizza.
What's worse, cheese burn or Captain Crunch burn? Scraping. Ooh. Captain Crunch scraping the roof of your mouth. Like, that's a good thing.
Then you spend the rest of the day, like, peeling off
the
layers.
Then you get the hangy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The worst.
What's worse?
Melted cheese
or that? Ooh. Or hot coffee in your lap?
I'm uncomfortable with all of this.
Hot coffee. Ken Whisenhunt.
Oh, dude.
Hey, he's free now. He doesn't have to watch Titans football anymore.
3-20.
One of the worst records.
3-20.
In NFL history.
And why is he a bad coach?
Because
he's got everything.
He needs 8 months.
Jake Locker and Marcus Mariota as his quarterback.
And he needs 8 months to get ready for games.
Yeah, have you seen his record outside of opening day?
He wins on opening week and that's it.
You give him a full offseason to prepare for that first.
That he's ready?
Yeah.
But you know, he's he sounds great.
He's like a prize fighter.
He looks the part. People in the game like him and respect him.
You know who looks the part?
Yeah, but will they hire him?
No.
Is that coach? Is that it?
Dan Campbell.
Oh, my God.
If Dan Campbell told me to set myself on fire or else I'm going to take a beating from him, I'd ask for the lighter fluid.
Right,
that dude. Like, how can you? That dude still looks like he can play. Like, you look at a lot of these coaches and a lot of these guys are just, you know, you got the Mike McCoys of the world and you got the Bill Belichicks. But then Dan Campbell is.
He's doing press conferences with a dip in his mouth.
he's a UFC fighter and a head coach. Give me a more physically imposing coach.
Mike Vrabel is pretty imposing.
In any sport. I'm talking about head coach. A guy that is the leader of your organization after every win or loss.
Physically imposing. There have been some basketball coaches with some big men.
Yeah, but we're talking skinny big, though. This is a big, thick individual, dude. Like, he's a good 260 still.
Did he not set himself on fire before the Patriots game?
Well, he should have. Okay. His team might as well have.
I mean, it works.
I'm talking about all time.
John Thompson.
Yeah, but John was big and fat and had like a snuffle up against kind of feel to him. You know
big
what I mean?
Big and fat.
Like, not really.
Not at the beginning.
Yeah, big. He's a large. Yeah, but it was because he was a big, round man, too.
He was as warm as an iceberg, that bastard.
But I'm talking about like dudes who you like don't dare knuckle. Like John Chaney would scream at you, but he'd beat his old ass. But I'm just like, who? Give me a head coach that has been more physically imposing than Dan Campbell. Ever.
There have been some failed NFL coaches who were big dudes.
Bigger than Dan Campbell?
Bigger?
I'm talking about like muscles, too. Not just some big, you know, jalopy. Just a guy.
Tom Cable.
I was going to say Tom Cable. That's a guy who would slam an assistant coach's head into a file cabinet.
And a woman's, too, right? Didn't he have the problem with domestic violence as well?
He did.
Tom Cable would get his ass whooped by Dan Cable.
Dan Gable. Well, Dan Gable is physically imposing a coach, as you might find, because that's a guy who would kick your ass on principle.
Talking about the four majors.
Stan Van Gundy. That's a texter. Thank you for that.
It just popped in my head.
Paul Silas.
Paul's a big man. But he was...
Cartwright.
He was a nice guy. Oh,
yeah, Paul Silas was crazy.
I know, but Bill's too sweet.
Yeah, Dan Campbell is the... He'll eat you. He'll rip your head off and take your soul and pour your body out for the rest of his minutes.
So you would do anything for... You're like Hub with Jeremiah Ratliff. You would do anything Dan Campbell says?
Dan Campbell is as physically imposing a head coach as I've ever seen. And if that guy has power, if he's got Brian Kelly's attitude, then you're in trouble. because he's going to come hunting for you, and you're not going to fight him back. Like, the brother wanted to punch Brian Kelly in his damn face, which, if he would have, I would not have felt bad about it at all.
And did you guys watch the Monday Nighter last night at all?
Some of it.
Andrew,
the end.
If Andrew Luck is not physically broken, if that is really, like, mentally and instinctually that damaged of a quarterback, then what the hell are we actually looking at?
Wasn't there a report the other day at three broken ribs?
Three broken ribs,
well,
and Roddy, he did
Roddy said it 3 weeks ago on Sunday Night Football's broadcast. Yeah. He said, he's like, there's something not right. And, you know, maybe he's talked to people or he knows somebody on the team.
I'm going to go with something wrong.
There has to be. He threw between 10 and like 15 50-50 balls
decision,
in that game.
But decision-making, though, has nothing to do with your ribs. I'm sorry.
Yeah, unless the accuracy is just not there.
Unless there's a calibration problem.
Did you see where he was throwing? He threw in a triple coverage twice. And the ball that where your ribs may come into play is the ball that Roman Harper jumped in on and that was intercepted by Kuechly. But that's one of those things where my body, you know, I'm used to my body being able to do this and I can't get that ball there the way I want to because of the torque.
They only needed,
but you're right. Awful decisions.
Here's the thing about the mentality. They only needed three to tie and he throws like five 50-50 balls on that last drive with the possibility of being intercepted and losing it. All he needs to do is be safe and get down.
He's done this the last couple of years, but we kind of, and I throw myself in this this bin as well. We've kind of anointed him the next one because of we don't remember that he's been doing this for the last couple of years.
If there's a problem with Andrew Luck, you have, and we have mentioned yesterday, we're calling it the
new information,
the existential NFL quarterback problem. You've got a major fundamental issue with this aging generation of quarterbacks that's still dominating play at the position. If you lose Andrew Luck, Colin Kaepernick's name was mentioned 2 years ago in this. Oh, there's your next wave. RG3's name is mentioned. Here's part of your next wave.
Derek Carr and Cam Blake Newton. Bortles will start getting some love.
They're going to start getting some.
I'll take Cam over both of them.
That's fine. But if you lose Luck, that was your cleanest prospect
ever.
He was your next Elway. Mm-hmm. It just underscores.
There'll be another guy, though.
I didn't hear your conversation. Burnsy, I didn't hear the conversation, but think about what you're asked to do as an NFL quarterback, as a pocket quarterback with all the reads and all the everything, and there's just not enough practice time to even conceivably get good at it.
That's why nobody can block either.
Right?
Offensive lines can't do it. What?
This remember is that draft that had three linemen? That. We talked about the three linemen that were drafted in the top 10 a couple of years back. Was it Jokel, Johnson, and Fisher? Mm. Fisher got moved to right tackle, and I think he got moved back to left, but Jokel and Lane Johnson have been terrible. So you got three guys, like these spread offenses. You don't
go with the Texas A&M dude.
Yep, and then Jake Matthews came after him. It was a much better player.
This is why it's easier to have at least initial success when you have a spread or even have an option runner because they don't have enough practice time to really get good
until he gets broken.
At doing it.
Yeah, but something's going on that is fundamentally troubling to the league and to talent acquisition.
It's the worst coach position and has been for a long time because I always thought, and this is before we had all the guys running around, but I always thought that the mobile quarterback, ever since high school, you know, you got a lot of guys who just want to win games. So it's look at that read, and if it's not there, take your ass off because we got to win games. You go to college, all of a sudden, you got coaches who just have to win
games.
We
need to score 70 points.
There's no development.
Do you see the stuff about Bryce Petty that was an anonymous NFL guy? It was a great story. They said, is this, you know, it's 30 front, 40 front. He said, what's a front?
It's foreign to him.
They had no idea.
You look over and you
no
see your
clue.
You see Trey Wingo and Aaron Andrews and the Hulk on a placard, and you're like, okay, I'm going with the Hulk play, and I throw the ball in a certain zone.
And this is why NFL offenses, a lot of them are getting closer to college offenses as opposed to the other way around.
See, I don't think so, though. I don't. Do you think so? See, I still think
design-wise, guys like Smart Football, Chris Brown, and some of those other guys will tell you drawing closer together just so they can get something out of the quarterbacks that they draft.
But the protections are different. I mean,
protections are
what you have to do against an NFL pass rush, because every team has got guys that are going to eat your quarterback. What you have to do in the complicated protections based off your mic point, based off everything you're setting from gap to gap, colleges just don't bother with it.
Well, you're not finding much of it either. You're not finding. You just mentioned, Jay, those guys. Well, I mean, I think there's a reason. You go around at offensive lines in the NFL these days.
Yeah. You got a bunch of converted tight ends, a bunch of converted players. You know, you look at that Seattle line, and they've been terrible this year, and that's part of the reason why that team hasn't been very good. But you got three guys on that line who are converted into being offensive linemen, if not in their professional career, in their collegiate career. So you got a lot of guys who weren't just born and bred Anthony Munoz or Jackie Slater, stick his butt over there for 11, 12 years. And then, right. You saw guys and like, all right.
But Johnson, they're still overdrafted as if they are going to be that, though.
Because they're so important.
Right.
Because they're important. So you gotta have a guy that throws the ball, a guy that protects the guy, a guy that goes and gets the throw, and a guy that defends the throw in a corner.
Well, this is the new paradigm, though, is that the Bears have got it. You take a seventh-round pick, you put him at right, let him suck for a while, then you put him at left, and then you got it.
And you get lucky with Kyle Long. A guy who also completely inexperienced was just sort of put there and said, do this. Oh, he's a beast.
He's so good at that already for having not beast, even though. Done it.
Yeah, he had some struggles last game.
Yeah. But he didn't miss many assignments.
Yeah, struggles in that Detroit game, too. Yeah, I mean,
I think every game he's had him.
And it's still new to him.
But I accept that from him. I mean, I think it's still new.
Yeah, because you're gonna ride with him. That's what he'll be. Okay.
I'm fascinated by the football macro evolution right now. The slow big movement of the game itself, pressured from a lot of different things, socioculturally, as far as the overall talent pool, the difference between college and pro, the way how rapidly the pro game is changed artificially to the whim of owners to make more money. And there are some things that could be unintended consequences that get out of hand and spiral out of hand faster than people think. And you look at Andrew Luck, you gotta have him be good you're gonna miss a generation of real quarterbacks, even though it's getting more important to have that guy.
And now what you're going to have is you're going to hold on to guys and you're going to see these 17, 18, 19-year careers at the quarterback position, and it's not just with 5 years of being a backup. You know, you're going to have guys who have started for 15, 16 years because you can't replace them. Like Andy Dalton, when that money was paid to him, everybody was like, what the hell are you doing?
Right.
But you're so scared that you're not going to get a chance to get anybody close to that.
And this
that's
is
why
Jay
Cutler.
That's right. Because the further it goes, like Barry and I were talking yesterday. So it's, let's say 2017. You're going into 2017. And by then you figure you have a competitive team and you want to be able to win a playoff game. Who's your quarterback?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Aren't you more? Doesn't it make more sense to stick with the guy you have for that targeted window?
Yes.
It does.
But the quarterback discussion, though, is it still a 2-year league? Like when you think about it. If you can't find a quarterback within two coaching regimes, you know, then it's become true. Like it's getting back to me to where when you hired a coach, you had a 5-year window where a guy was able to succeed, and then around that fourth year would get a little hot, and then it turned into a 3-year window because guys were drafting quarterbacks and having to play them immediately, but being told, hey, other people are doing it, you got to be that way. Will it go back to that because of the lack of quarterback play? Like you holding on to guys longer than ever because you're not sure when you're ever going to see one again.
Well, right. And unless we forget the cap ramifications of all this.
Oh, they kill you.
It's because you're working. There's an economic reality, too.
I think there should be a separate quarterback cap as it is. I think there's a certain penalty, of course, for not being able to evaluate the position. But if you've got a guy, say like Matt Ryan or say like Andy Dalton or say one of these second tier guys. Right. That guy shouldn't hold down 20%. 15% of your cap because you're not sure about how good he is. You know, you're paying a guy that you're not sure about. It cripples your cap, and you can't even be bad enough because you may have a decent quarterback.
It's a stability fee, is what it is. You're paying just to sleep better,
right?
Which it's a premium to avoid worry.
It's
at the very least.
It's the ADT of the sport.
If you don't have that, right. Then you're just screwed.
Right. If you're in the quarterback wilderness, there's just nothing means anything.
You're dead for a
long
decade.
Time. These
right.
Days.
And
you
how
could be in that wilderness a long time.
Yeah,
you
sure. Take. It also means you have a difficult time evaluating and developing your other offensive pieces.
Right. You'll
where you end up, one of them goes to someplace with a quarterback. You say, holy crap, what did we miss on that guy?
That's why it can't be a 2 or 3 year league. That's what I'm saying. If you're looking for that and you're flipping coaches and flipping staffs, maybe it's just because there aren't the ones that are coming along that you expected.
That's why I've become fundamentally conservative in regard to quarterback play. That I am much more of a definitive floor guy than I am a magnificent ceiling guy when it comes to that position. Because, man, I don't want to be that team. I'm okay with a B level quarterback, I think I can win a Super Bowl, and I think it might even be better financially. The problem is when you have to pay that guy A-level money, right. like you do with
the Cutler. Seattle Seahawks showed you that. You have to surround a good quarterback. I don't think Russell Wilson is excellent. I think he puts a lot of passes in places that don't get picked off on a week-to-week basis, but he's got an excellent cast around him, and we're starting to see that with the deteriorating health of Marshawn Lynch.
Can you talk about Blaine Gabbert again before you leave?
Yeah, right. How about it, man?
Football's just crazy. I mean, being a football GM, thinking about not just the moving parts, but the vagaries of injury randomness. There's no other sport like football that can just completely blow up on you.
You're 8 weeks in and you don't know who the second or third best team in the league is, definitively. Like, we used to be 5 or 6 weeks in and be like, all right, we know the top five teams. We don't know that right now. The Shift Change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. You guys got Second Half and Pete Futek and Hub Arkish and Zach Zaidman.
We got a lot of love for Pete.
A lot going on today.
Yeah, there's a lot. We got to talk to Pete because Pete wrote a very interesting piece about what should be done. If his cavalcade of whimsy that he writes every week is just unhinged.
You think
he's wacky on the air.
He's just going for it.
I mean, he goes hard. And he has a thesis about the proper way to handle the Duke-Miami outcome. And simultaneously, Dan Wetzel of Yahoo wrote the opposite opinion. And both are sensible. Both are completely presentable.
Right.
But I think that there's a way to sort of pit one against the other and come up with a reasonable decision on who's right.
I don't know if you guys got into it yesterday or will get into it, but this Urban Meyer, JT Barrett thing is ridiculous. You know, making a guy pay his summer way, you know, that's your punishment for him when you don't need him is in the summer. Like, if you want to punish him, you know, punish him now. Punish him now. Make
that's
him
how
pay
he
now.
Rolls.
Urban Meyer and the whole thing. The whole college football is so whack, and then it's so fun all at the same time. All right, Speaks. we're gonna have a college football playoff poll tomorrow. You know, we're gonna have it today, but we'll be able to talk about it tomorrow.
We got a Bulls game. Yeah. Got some hot stove things to follow.
Early Bulls game, right? Six
o'clock. The Flying M Jeffs.
I don't want to watch the Hornets though. Do you?
Some interesting things on that team.
Okay.
Jeremy Lin's haircut.
I don't like watching Jeremy Lin play basketball.
Well, yeah,
I really don't.
Derek always enjoys seeing Jeremy Lin. So.
Who doesn't?
Yes. Derek's not alone.
Yeah, we got a lot to get into tomorrow. Let the boys handle it for the next 4 hours and 36 minutes. Boys and Bernstein coming up. Thank you so much for listening to the Spiegel and Goff Show here on 670 The Score.
There's more Boys and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. There are plenty of big-name candidates for college football's National Coach of the Year awards. Chances are pretty good that Florida's Jim McElwain and Michigan's Jim Harbaugh will get a lot of votes for turning around moribund programs. Both are deserving. But there's a coach who isn't going to get a single vote nationally or even in his own league worthy of mention. Al Bagnoli. Bagnoli is the first-year coach at Columbia. And the Lions' two wins this fall are just shy of a football miracle. Bagnoli coached at Penn for 23 seasons and won 9 Ivy League titles. But after back-to-back losing seasons, he was pushed into a desk job a year ago at age 61. He jumped at the chance to take over one of college football's worst programs. Saturday, Columbia won at Yale for the first time since 1996. Yep, a miracle. I'm John Feinstein.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer-info.
At DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management, we're looking for MBA students who want to own the room, not just be in it. Run the business, not just the meeting. Because our professors bring real business challenges into the classroom, at Keller, what you learn today can unlock the leader inside you tomorrow. It's what makes us different on purpose. Keller Graduate School of Management. Learn more at keller.edu.
Your success starts at Governor State University. Learn more at Open House. Tour the campus. Meet with an advisor. Thursday, November 12th from 10 to 2. GSU is the place for your education, your future, and your success. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Mondays on NCIS LA.
Wheels up in 30.
The missions are classified.
This is a matter of national security.
The suspects identified.
I need to know where this man is.
Got it.
The team is qualified.
The best of the best.
Sometimes preoccupied.
You're only young once, but you can be immature forever.
That's clever.
And the viewers, satisfied.
I am genuinely impressed.
Just doing what we do.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Mondays.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
CBSN, the live digital news network from CBS News.
Welcome back to CBSN. I'm Jeff Glor.
Watch live anywhere, anytime.
We're following two developing situations.
Continuing coverage from the reporters of CBS News 24/7. Catch up on what you missed, view related stories, and share them.
This is a big news story.
CBSN is on right now on any computer, on the CBS News mobile app, and on Apple TV, Roku, and Fire TV. CBSN, CBS News, always on.
CBS Sundays. Critics call Madam Secretary riveting.
I'm the Secretary of State, and you speak to me with the respect that that office demands.
Spectacular.
Are you really willing to stake your whole career on this program?
Your frustration is duly noted, but this is what we're doing, so get on board.
It gets 4 stars.
I need you to trust me.
Taya Leone storms the halls of power.
I put myself in harm's way to ensure the safety of our country. I would do it again.
Madam Secretary, CBS Sundays.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430. 1-800-726-1430.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to PERLDavid.com.
Nip Sutskowski.
Scoreboard Update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Nick Szczepkowski. It's an odd work week for the Bears as they play this coming Monday night in San Diego. Today, the Chargers lose their leading receiver, Keenan Allen, for the year. He's placed on injured reserve, expected to make a full recovery, but some scary stuff. He is out for the year with a lacerated kidney. This will be the Bears' first trip in the regular season to San Diego since the 2007 season opener. Bulls are 3-1 on the year. They go for win number 4 on the year tonight in Charlotte. The Hornets looking for their first win of this campaign as they're 0-3. 6 o'clock tip time for that one. Blackhawks off tonight. They host the Blues at United Center tomorrow. Today, the Buffalo News reporting that Patrick Kane's accuser is no longer cooperating in that rape investigation. NFL today, Wisenhunt fired by the Titans, just 3-20 in a year and a half as Tennessee's head coach. Joseph Randall, the troubled running back with the Cowboys, released today. And the trade deadline approaching, it's coming up at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Vernon Davis dealt yesterday to Denver, and reports are this afternoon that the Broncos offered Cleveland a first-round pick for offensive tackle Joe Thomas, but were turned away. Major League Baseball, Dusty Baker agrees to be the manager of the Nationals. The Scoreboard Update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And Bears Mondays are sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'm Nick Szczepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can and keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps have a lever two along the way. A lot of persistent rubbing at someone's back door. Oh, pretty good day for it. And this is radio's best combination of
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bors.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. Zach Zaidman will join us after Bears practice. We have the second half at 3:30. Pete Futek, 4:40. Hub Arkush at 5. He is ours today, yours tomorrow. Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bors and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming 670thescore.com. There's Zach. They get 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bors_Bernstein. I can be followed if you like, at Dan_Bernstein. Also, a good way during the show to speak your mind and be in touch with us. Always looking at that Twitter screen, too. And we have BorsandBernstein.com and the radio.com app for your mobile device. That way the show can be with you wherever you may be. The producers are Matt Abatacola.
Cam Newton, his will to win is special. This man loves to compete.
TWTW, the will to win.
I love Matt Abatacola. He's Dale Jr., you know, unfortunately eliminated.
Chris Tannehill.
Turnover for Carolina, and Wynn comes up with a fumble recovery.
Thought he pulled out too soon.
He's kept it in his truck, though.
I can't believe the Nationals just hired Dusty Baker. What year do they think this is? What is wrong with Mike Rizzo? What happened to him?
The Bud Black offer was insulting. Well, I wouldn't take that either. What are you doing?
What was that, 1 year?
1 year.
1.2 or something like that?
Yeah, I thought 1.6.
1.6? And yeah. Bud Black's wife is on Twitter bitching about it? I mean, that's a complete insult. That's a non-starter.
Yep.
That's,
well, that's, Dusty's back. Dusty is back in our grasp.
And all the pitchers are immediately hurt. They've got a lot more young pitching than the names that you know, too. There's still guys coming. And those are the guys you got to worry about.
I think when it boils down to next year, it'll be the Nationals and the Cubs.
Why?
Because, you know what? You say what you will. He wins.
Yeah.
He does.
Not with the Reds, he doesn't.
Won 2 division titles. He's in the playoffs 3 straight years. He wins. I mean, he gets to the postseason with his teams. I mean, I don't like him either, but he does. And I've got this thing. If you want me to share this with you when we take a break here, I'll go back and share it with you. The premise that really a great hire.
Well, don't give me Bob Nightingale.
It's not Bob Nightingale. That's okay. That's his muse.
Yeah, I know. Bob Nightingale should recuse himself from writing Dusty Baker stories because he's
got to go in the drawer and get the hate mail.
Well, that's his guy. I mean, did you see what he wrote when it looked like Dusty wasn't getting the job?
Yes, I did.
Nightingale writes this piece that Dusty's, that's racism and I don't know what it is and it sucks for everybody, but nobody will hire a black manager and nobody will hire somebody who didn't go to college because everybody's trying to be so smart around baseball and I don't know why you would just.
Yeah, he also slashed away at all the sabermetrics too. He did.
Always does.
Nightingale. He slashed away at that.
He does it on Dusty's behalf. have. He's just a proxy for Dusty at a major national newspaper. All right. Well, there's numbers that suggest that he can motivate a team with his one trick. Right. Nobody believes in us. The world's out to get us.
The world's out to get us.
Everybody hates us. So we're the only.
Anyway, it's not Bob Nightingale, and I read it and I thought, well, I don't like him. I wouldn't hire him. I guess that would make me racist. Technically, wouldn't it? I wouldn't hire him. But there's some results to what Dusty has done. Whether you like him, you hate him, whatever you think of him, there are results there. He doesn't win at all, but there are results there. We'll talk about it.
All right, that's next on The Score.
Hey, Bears fans. Our team of Bears experts leads the way when it comes to inside Bears information. Olin Krutz, James Big Cat Williams, Tom Thayer, Patrick Manley, Markish, Dave Wonstead, Matt Bowen, Brad Bing, Mike Florio, Dan Pompey, Zach Sagman, Jeff Joniak, and more. This is our team. There's no need to go anywhere else for your Bears fix. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second to people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you're our kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Sundays on CBS. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette. Ted Danson.
The possibilities are endless.
CSI Cyber. Sundays only CBS. CBS Wednesdays.
This is Trauma One, the most famous strip of hospital real estate in the nation.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden.
Life is measured here in split seconds. Hesitate and people die.
Code Black, new drama, Wednesdays, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Kansas. This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Tuesdays.
You're not going to believe this.
NCIS is now the most watched drama in the world.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Only one show rules with viewers.
Nice.
And only one agent.
Special Agent Kipps.
Makes the rules.
Rule 38. Your case, your lead.
I think I'm going to like this.
Rule number 8. Never take anything for granted.
See for yourself why NCIS rules.
That's quite a coincidence.
Rule number 39, no such thing as a coincidence.
NCIS, CBS Tuesdays. CBS Sundays. Critics call Madam Secretary riveting.
I'm the Secretary of State, and you speak to me with the respect that that office demands.
Spectacular.
Are you really willing to stake your whole career on this program?
Your frustration is duly noted, but this is what we're doing, so get on board.
It gets 4 stars.
I need you to trust me.
Taya Leone storms the halls of power.
I put myself in harm's way to ensure the safety of our country. I would do it again.
Madam Secretary, CBS Sundays.
CBS Thursdays. No matter how bad things get.
You told me you were broke.
Emotionally.
No matter how low you feel.
I'm just counting my blessings. I'm at zero.
You can always count on Mom.
I'm not going to look at my daughter's failure as my failure.
I can't wait to put you in a home.
Anna Faris and Emmy Award winner Allison Janney star.
Did you ever consider that there might be people in this world who are kind?
I used to think that. And then I turned 9.
Mom, CBS Thursdays.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Every time I state my philosophies, people shoot holes in it, you know what I mean? And look for reasons why it don't make sense.
There he is. This is Matt Snyder, who writes baseball for CBS. The Nationals hired Dusty Baker as their new manager Tuesday morning, and there has already been an uproar, and there will continue to be because it's an easy thing to do. The predictable hot takes will range from, well, there go all the Nationals pitcher's arms, to some comments about how terrible as an in-game manager he is, to something none like, trust me, he's terrible, from Giants, Cubs, and Reds fans. We might even hear about his ill-advised clogging up the bases comments regarding walks / OBP that was some more than a decade ago. It's kind of amazing, actually, considering Baker's track record of overwhelming success, how many people seem to think he's no good at managing. Try to forget everything you think you know about Baker and just look at these three cases, the only three cases we have with him as a manager. Giants. In his first year as a manager, Baker's Giants won 103 games after having won 72 the previous season. Prior to Baker taking over as manager, the Giants had won the NL West just 3 times. The division began in 1969, and Baker took over in 1993. He won it twice in 10 years while making the World Series as a wild card in 2002. The only manager in Giants history with more wins is Hall of Famer John McGraw. Cubs. 2003, Baker took over a 67-win Cubs team and won the NL Central, getting them within 5 outs of the World Series. Oh, my, what a painful.
But he screwed that up at the end.
I know he did. He won a playoff series that year, which was the first Cubs playoff series since 1908. In fact, his 6 postseason wins is second in club history to Frank Chance.
Wow.
Here's Frank Chance.
Wow.
On the outside. Okay, the Reds in 2008. Baker took over as a Reds team in transition. Joey Votto, Jay Bruce, and Johnny Cueto were rookies. Edison Volquez was barely not a rookie and even got a misguided vote for rookie.
And Aaron Harang was healthy.
Yep, the team hadn't had a winning record since 2000 and hadn't made the playoffs since 1995. They hadn't won a playoff game since taking the 1990 World Series. Baker would go to the playoffs 3 times in 4 years from 2010 to 2013, winning the Central twice. The 97 wins in 2012 were the Reds' most since 1976, and he did win a pair of playoff games. Yet he was fired after the wildcard loss in 2013. The Reds went 76 and 86 the following season, and now are in a rebuild. Seriously, how does this guy with a track record inspire mass mockery when he's hired instead of a simple, that's a good hire? Some are probably going to point out how much talent Baker has worked with in those 3 previous stops. And yes, he's got to manage some very talented teams. But have you heard of the Bryce Harper guy in Washington? He's pretty good. How about Max Scherzer? Anthony Rendon and Steven Strasburg have plenty of talent, too. There's young talent like Trey Turner and Joe Ross, in addition to several others.
But the problem is you end up back where you start in all of these arguments about managerial value.
I know, but I guess I don't like him. I'm on the record as I wouldn't hire him. But there is a record of success. Look, I was trying to think, Maddie and I were talking about this briefly. If you're talking about, you know, there's been some really great managers that have never won a World Series.
And there's been some idiots who have.
Yes, there have.
Like
your
this,
guy.
Like this year, for example.
Your guy.
Mike Matheny's won.
Yes, he.
Ned Yost has won.
Now you got Ned. You know what? Everybody in this decade has been an idiot.
There are,
is it fair?
Yeah, and it's nebulous stuff when you're dealing with what do managers mean and how do you value them. You can do it by wins above replacement and how that predicts how many victories a team should have. You can do it by looking at Pythagorean record, runs scored versus runs prevented, and say what should it. But it's a really difficult exercise to do anything conclusively. I just know that I wouldn't hire him despite all that.
Okay, if you don't like that I use the World Series winning managers as my above examples when Becker hasn't won a ring, that's cool. We can talk about Mike Matheny or Clint Hurdle or Joe Maddon or Buck Showalter or Bob Melvin or even some newbies, Paul Molitor, Jeff Banister, who seems to have that certain it with their players. These guys don't all have the same managing styles, but they do seem to have a commanding presence with their players. Guys want to win for them. Baker has shown in three different stops that he has those chops, too.
All right, well, again, it's nebulous.
You can fight him. I'll get the ring. You and Matt Harvey could go at it, and then that's it.
If people like him, if you think he's a good hire.
Matt Snyder. Matt Harvey, you're not going to get a fight Matt Harvey. Yeah, Matt Snyder. Well, I fall on the case of it's hard to argue with that because there are some really good managers having won. He does seem to connect with players. I agree that there's some oddities and mistakes, but we see guys that you don't like a damn winning World Series.
Yep. That's because it's difficult to determine how much it matters. I think the right guy for the right team, the right fit, matters.
But
the question is, can he overcome some fundamental flaws that now baseball is learning and understanding better than ever? It's easier to see now. And there's so many in the moment. And it's not second guessing either. It's first guessing.
No, I'm not second guessing.
It's really smart guys in real time questioning the logic of certain moves and the consistency of certain moves. All you can ask is that your manager, that what he does makes sense. Mm-hmm. And too often, Dusty and others are just on the wrong side of that computation, where it doesn't make sense, where it's not smart, where he does things that don't put his players in the best position to win.
But so do guys who have won World Series.
That's correct.
Right?
That is correct, because baseball is odd that way.
Baseball is odd that way. I know what he did with the Cubs. I know what he did, and I saw what he didn't do when he needed to do it in the eighth inning of a certain game. But I also think there is, for whatever reason, I agree with that thing about the players.
Well, I will.
I agree with that. Look, I'm not going to talk about strategy or the love of number, none of that. But I think he does.
I will damn him with faint praise by saying I am 100% certain that it is an upgrade to move from Matt Williams to Dusty Baker.
An upgrade if he moved to a turtle.
It is clearly an upgrade. There's a theory here from Adam who says, I find the idea of Mike Rizzo, normally a pretty smart baseball guy, offering a proven manager 1 year and $1.6 million impossible to believe. It sounds like the offer of a snake-bitten owner that saw his prior manager go from manager of the year, admittedly a meaningless award, last year to being fired this year. Mm-hmm. Nothing else makes sense. Yeah, it's probably an ownership issue. What did they pay Riggleman? Like $800,000 or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
I mean, something crazy. Bargain basement.
You know, I think that if I look at this team, and who knows what the team is going to look like. I mean, they're talking about trading Strasburg, and Rizzo certainly got some work to do on the baseball side, aside from worrying about his manager. Is that the actual roster? But isn't this team, I mean, this is a team that your guy thought was going to win 100 games this year, was going to give baseball that crown jewel of a team that everybody could just love when mm-hmm. because they're so damn good and make it, want to watch them play. And they go from 100 wins. What did they get? I don't even know what they finished with. Whatever it was, obviously wasn't good enough. The Mets blew them away in the last couple months. To me, this roster right now, you can do a few things, and Rizzo, I'm sure, will. It's not like it's years away from winning here.
I will bet you,
okay,
when the Pecota projections come out for 2016,
yeah,
Washington's at 95 wins.
Well, no, I wouldn't bet against that. No, they're going to, yeah. That's what I think, too.
Because the algorithm is going to take into account the possibility of regression, the possibility that enough guys underperformed last year that they shouldn't this year.
That they shouldn't this year.
So yeah. I would think that there isn't going to be, because algorithms don't panic.
No,
they just process.
No, and I think that's a smart algorithm. I kind of think the same thing. I don't I, look Matt Williams was just awful. I don't think the players...
I love the ongoing theme of you against the machine. It's sort of like this modern-day John Henry.
I just know that Matt Williams is no damn good.
Right.
He clearly didn't connect with the players. There was a lot of trouble.
That was both, though. That was everybody in the clubhouse thought he was an idiot because he mismanaged the workplace, and he had no strategic concept of what he was doing. That was wrong on both things.
Aside from that, how was the play?
Exactly.
I think the clubhouse problem Dusty solves.
At least temporarily, perhaps.
Yes.
I don't know that it
I'm not saying long-term. He'll solve it. They'll play for him.
All right. In just a couple of minutes, Matt Snyder of CBSSports.com is going to join us, and we'll talk to him about his thesis.
Yes.
Because I think he did a nice job of inoculating himself against the usual counter argument, but I think we'll probably beg to differ on some things. So we're going to.
Well, then you can beg to differ. I'm going with Dusty and the Washington National to come back and win that division.
But you don't like him.
No. I'm not telling you that's what they're going to do, though. You know they're good.
I think they can do it, even if they have a bad manager, is my take.
Well, they couldn't do it with that boob.
No. Boris and Bernstein, we'll talk about this with Matt Snyder, who wrote the article, next on The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
At DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management, we're looking for MBA students who want to own the room, not just be in it. Run the business, not just the meeting. Because our professors bring real business challenges into the classroom, at Keller, what you learn today can unlock the leader inside you tomorrow. It's what makes us different on purpose. Keller Graduate School of Management. Learn more at keller.edu.
We're looking for health sciences students with heart and drive who want more than just a job. They want a career. If you're that kind of student, you're our kind of different. And our College of Health Sciences has introduced a new medical billing and coding certificate that helps you get career ready in as few as 10 months. DeVry University, different on purpose. Learn more at devry.edu/health.
Course completion assumes full-time year-round enrollment. For comprehensive consumer info, visit devry.edu/UCMBC.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Truck drivers, have you considered going into business as an owner-operator? Or are you an owner-operator looking for greater revenue? Lease on to Schneider is a team owner-operator. You and your business partner, a spouse or friend, can pick your own freight and combine to rack up $235,000 in annual revenue. One truck, two revenue-generating drivers. That's big time. Learn more and lease on as a team owner-operator at SchneiderOwnerOperators.com. That's SchneiderOwnerOperators.com.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
CBS Mondays on NCIS LA.
Wheels up in 30.
The missions are classified.
This is a matter of national security.
The suspects identified.
I need to know where this man is.
Got it.
The team is qualified.
The best of the best.
Sometimes preoccupied.
You're only young once, but you can be immature forever.
That's clever.
And the viewers satisfied.
I am genuinely impressed.
Just doing what we do.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Mondays.
CBS Tuesdays. A pill will make one man a genius.
Suddenly, I had access to every brain cell.
The FBI will make him their smartest weapon.
That's a resource. Let's make it our resource.
Don't miss the mind-blowing new series from executive producer Bradley Cooper.
You're on the verge of having a life that most people can't even begin to imagine.
Limitless.
The world is all there for the taking. I just have to decide what to do with it.
Tuesdays, only CBS.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Spend Fridays with New York's finest.
You are joining the greatest police department in the world.
And with a family who is the heartbeat of the city.
I'll help you. You got my word on that.
Thank you.
Because when you're a Reagan...
I come from a family of cops. Great cops.
Justice runs in the family.
I became a lawyer because I love the truth. This
is our... I will always have your back. Family comes first.
Blue Bloods. Fridays.